So I've been thinking a lot about this podcast and how I can evolve it in a way that best fits the times that we are currently in. For those of you that are longtime listeners, you'll know that I suspended season two of the typical programming to focus on coronavirus special coverage. And so launched four episodes there in the early stages of the pandemic about how HR leaders were guiding their companies through this, and have been thinking since on really the best way to deliver content and programming that kind of meets the times that we're in. And I've landed on a concept for that that I'll be piloting beginning next week, and I'll share more details on that after a quick word from our sponsor. 21st Century HR is a podcast exploring how to build better businesses through modern people practices and approaches. It's brought to you by my firm, Amplify. Amplify provides HR executive search and strategic consulting services that help companies build better organizations. From employer brand development and execution to global talent strategies, Amplify develops custom solutions that help clients from Hootsuite to SpaceX optimize their recruiting capabilities. Amplify also hosts a new community for HR leaders called the Ecosystem. The Ecosystem was designed to bring modern HR leaders around the world together to share ideas, inspiration, and support. Learn more at amplifytalent.com. To say that we're living in strange days right now is about as understatement as you can make. These are weird times. These are uncertain times. These are frightening times for a lot of people. And I want to be mindful of that climate as I think about any kind of content that I create. Because for me, if it's not adding value, if it's not supportive, if it's not kind of rooted in this current reality, it's more noise than something that is helpful for the industry. And so, you know, I tweaked the podcast in the early stages of COVID-19 outbreak to really suspend the traditional episodes, traditional format, and focus more on specific kind of shorter episodes on how HR leaders are guiding their companies through the pandemic. And I think now that we're in, you know, another stage of the pandemic where a lot of that has happened, companies have a degree of cadence around how they're operating during these times, and you know how long that will continue remains to be seen. But I think that it's a new phase of the pandemic. And so, you know, even that format, to me, it felt like it would probably be a repeat type episode where, you know, a lot of the stories, the analogies are things that people had already heard before. And so I wasn't sure that would be as valuable for listeners. And so I've been thinking more about kind of what's the right format, what's something that is, first and foremost, relevant to the times that we're in right now. Obviously, I don't want to create anything that's not, because I think it's just not honest with where we are as a society right now, and it's not respectful of the headspace that we all occupy. And so I've been thinking more about like, what's the best way to do that? And what I've landed on and what I'm going to be piloting and excited to launch on Monday, April 20th, is a new iteration of 21st Century HR called 21st Century HR Live. It's going to be a live streaming show, a video show that is going to air on LinkedIn, YouTube, Periscope, et cetera, et cetera. And it's basically going to be a 30-minute live show on Monday through Friday from noon to 12:30 Eastern. And the show is going to be a mix of interviews. So much like I've been doing on the podcast, interviewing CHROs and talent leaders and, basically people making an impact in the world of work. It's going to be a kind of recap and summary of some of the key news and information that I'm coming across. I've been curating tons of content since before this broke. And so I'm continuing to do so, but I figured this will also be an opportunity for episodes that aren't interview episodes for me to go a little deeper into the news, highlight some of the things that I think are relevant and important to know. And then obviously we have a lot of people in our community that are being impacted by layoffs and reductions. And so also want to spotlight any, resources or collections of job opportunities that I come across as well. So I'm going to be piloting this for at least the next month. I want to see how it goes. The podcast will continue on, so I'm going to be essentially pulling the audio from the video live streams and reformatting that as audio only for podcast. So if you're a listener and you prefer to just be listening, you can do so. You're now going to be getting 5 episodes a week, so you'll have actually a lot more content to view and evaluate. But if you are, obviously most of us are home right now. A lot of us are in front of our screens for a good portion of the day. And so if you need a little break in your day, if you want to step away from whatever your current reality is and join a community, have a conversation, hopefully be entertained. I'm going to definitely be looking for stories of support and help and upbeat stories. I think we have to work a little harder to find those right now. I think all of the heavier stories associated with this obviously are getting the most traction on the news cycles, and it's a constant fire hose of that content. I'm going to work a little harder to find some content on the other side of that. I think we can all use some stories to kind of feel good about humanity and how people are stepping up to help and support their neighbors and their friends and their colleagues during these times. So the last part about the show is, because it is a live video show, it's going to be interactive. So one of the things I've always wanted to do with the podcast is to really bring listeners into the show, whether it's questions they may have for guests, whether it's suggestions they may have for who guests should be. I really take that into consideration, and I think trying this new live broadcast format is going to be a really interesting way to engage the listeners and now the viewers in real time. So if you have questions for me, if you have questions for the guests, I don't want to make this just a broadcast. I want to make this a conversation. And so I don't know how this is going to go. This is very much a pilot, called a pilot for a reason. I've definitely dabbled in live streaming before. I've dabbled in video before. I haven't quite done anything like this. So it might suck. We'll find out. It might be interesting. Hopefully it's going to be fun. If anything else, it's going to be a bit of a distraction in your day. But I'm excited about this. I think this is going to be a great way for me to tell stories that matter today in these times, and to make it in a format that is interactive and fun and light, and hopefully a bit of a relief from some of the difficulties that we face on a day-to-day basis. So really excited to share the news on this podcast. And again, we're going live next week, Monday, April 20th. Already have a packed guest lineup for that week. So we're going to open with Hung Lee on Tuesday. Caitlin Holloway from Initialize is going to be Wednesday. Lori Rudiman on Thursday. And my man Craig Fisher on Friday. Craig is going to be a recurring guest. We're going to be doing an office hour show every Friday. So he will be a recurring guest. And tune in on Monday. You can check it out. Obviously, if you follow me on social, I will be sharing links. But if you are connected with me on LinkedIn, if you subscribe to the 21st Century HR YouTube channel, or follow me on Twitter at Lars, you'll be notified when we go live. But you can mark your calendar to noon to 12:30 Eastern, Monday through Friday. And I hope to see you there. Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode of 21st Century HR. If you want to hear more episodes like this or read stories from the 21st Century HR Fast Company series, go to 21stcenturyhr.com. And if you want to make your podcast just a little more awesome, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or whatever podcast platform your ears desire. You'll find all the subscribe links on the website. And if you enjoy the podcast, do me a favor and share it with your peers, your network, your boss, and your CEO. Help me get the podcast into the ears of anyone who wants to know what HR and recruiting looks like when done really well. They'll thank you for it, and so will I. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.